of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later on Central Time, we'll get an update on the ongoing negotiations over the debt ceiling. We'll kick things off today with some stories from what many would say is the greatest sports franchise in the world, the Green Bay Packers. From the Ice Bowl to the Super Bowl, the franchise has its share of unforgettable moments and a fan base like any other. Leroy Butler was a defensive back for the Packers from 1990 to 2001. He's still a fan favorite to this day. He's the co-author of a new book. It's Packers Pride. Green Bay greats share their favorite memories, and he joins us now. Leroy, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, a lot, actually. Pledge drive and everything. Now, I want to ask you, before we get to the Packer legends in your book, you grew up in Florida. You played in college there. What was it like when you found out you're going to play in one of the coldest outdoor stadiums in the NFL?
I tell you what, I'll tell you a quick story real quick. When I got the phone call to get drafted, I had my girlfriend at the time. She was thinking, or was hoping I'd go to Miami or San Francisco or Tampa. You know, at the time, Jacksonville Jaguars didn't have a team, so that wasn't an option. When she found out it was Green Bay, if you could have saw her face, she was like, oh, my goodness, it's so cold up here. We're going to die. It's freezing. It's like Antarctica. I said, no, it's not. I had never been to Wisconsin, so I didn't know what to expect. But trust me, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. I love the Packer fans. And, you know, throughout all the winters, good and bad, I'm just learning to be a big Packer fan, and the weather's no big deal.
All right. Well, you know, to hear the sportscasters talk and a lot of fans talk, there's something special about the Green Bay Packers. It's a special franchise. But as a player, I mean, do players from other teams feel that way? Did you feel that way when you first walked in the door? Did it take a while to warm up to the whole Packer legend idea?
Well, I knew when I got to the airport, it was 1,500 people to welcome me. And it was a Wednesday at 2 o'clock. I wondered, did you people have jobs? I was like, man, it's just so many Packer fans here. Everybody got a Packer jersey on. They support their team. But in 1995, we lost to the Rams at home. And I remember 35,000 to 40,000 people chanting, go, Pack, go. That's when it dawned on me how lucky I was as a player to have a fan base that doesn't have an owner. It's people who buy these stock certificates who help us turn around and build these nice scoreboards, nice seating, and make it nice. And that made me feel good as a player that doesn't matter about wins, losses, or whatever, but it just matters about the fans, you know, investing into their company, in which their company are the Green Bay Packers.
So for the book, you and your co-author, Rob Reichel, interviewed about 70 current and former Green Bay Packers players and coaches and behind-the-scenes staff. Did you get a sense from all these guys that they all felt there was something special about being with the Packers?
That's a good question, because remember now, some of these guys we talked to, they went on to play with other teams. Mm-hmm. I was one of the fortunate ones to play 12 years here. But once you go to another team, you also realize that you have fair weather fans. They turn on you when you lose. And when they're winning, you know, they high-five you. But when you're losing, they don't even show up to the games. And it takes for somebody to understand and appreciate that. So some of these stories are in this particular book. And that's why I think it's one of the best sellers right now, you know, up until a couple of weeks, because people love the stories where the Packer players get a chance to dedicate this book to the fans and tell some of our intimate stories on what goes on behind the scenes and what goes on the field.
Now, you were there starting the early 90s, past 2000, and that was a real turning point, wasn't it? And you talk about in the book, there was an attitude early on that this was a place that NFL players didn't want to go to play. What changed to make it a place to go and then ultimately a Super Bowl winner?
Well, ultimately it started back in 1990. We were playing some of our games up in Milwaukee, and it just was a losing culture. And I just felt like, you know, for us to have home field advantage sooner or later, you know, we're going to get all our games in Green Bay, but yet and still give the Milwaukee people a chance to buy tickets. I think they still get two games in one preseason. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the dynamics of when Mike Holmgren came in and when his feet hit on God's country in Wisconsin, the culture started to change. And Ron Wolf had a plan. And his plan was to do whatever it takes to win a Super Bowl. So with some great free agents and some great draft picks, we were able to, in the 90s, to just dominate for a while. There was only three teams, Dallas, San Francisco, and the Green Bay Packers that dominated in the 90s. And we did something no other team could say. I don't think it would be duplicated. The number one offense, the number one defense. But it started by getting Brett Favre and Reggie White.
Well, one great thing about being a Packer for all the years you played was you never had to play against Brett Favre. Can you talk about the difference he made and how he surprised everybody?
It's a story in the book I tell about how Brett's the all-time best teammate. And here's why. When Brett got into the locker room, he basically didn't know what to expect. He was in Atlanta for a couple of years down there. Now you come to Wisconsin from Atlanta, and you have some African-American guys over there playing cards. You have some of the white guys playing backgammon. You have some other guys over there getting ready to go hunting. Then you have some younger guys listening to hip-hop music. Then you have some older guys listening to country music. Brett walked into that locker room, and he went around to everybody, and he fit in. That's the ultimate teammate, a guy that puts aside his beliefs and what he wants to do to adapt to the team. I don't think you'll ever see a guy like that. And this guy really cared about his teammates. And that's some misconceptions about Brett Favre. And you get that by reading this book about the story about how he managed to be everybody's best friend on the team.
We're talking with Packers great Leroy Butler about his new book, Packers Pride. We'll pick that up in a minute. You can get a copy of the book with a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Here to tell us how, our producers Chris Molina with Central Time, Judith Sears-Poisson with The Larry Miller Show. Hey.
Hey, glad to be here. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson with Chris Molina, asking you to support the programs you enjoy, like Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support makes high-quality, commercial-free programs on WPR possible. And when you pledge today, you'll be entered into a drawing for an iPad. So now is a great time to support the programs you value with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Judith, the last hour we heard from 33 listeners.
Great.
Thank you so much for those pledges. We do have another goal to meet this hour. We're looking to get 40 pledges in the next 45 minutes or so. You know, these hourly goals are extremely important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong here on Wisconsin Public Radio. So please take a moment right now. It takes 2 minutes of your time. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And on the Ideas Network, you hear from the person who wrote the bill, who wrote the book, who played on the Packers, who has unique experience. We're glad to seek out these people and get them on our shows. We're privileged to do it, in fact, but it's your support that makes it all possible. So make great radio happen right now with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we know that you support Wisconsin Public Radio. We know you give to WPR to support the programs, but we do like to sweeten the pot when we can a little bit. As an added incentive this hour, we have something special going on. We're offering a copy of the book Packers Pride, Green Bay Greats Share Their Favorite Memories, and it's yours when you give $150 or more, and that's only $12.50 a month. There's great stories in here, stories about Packers greats like Brett Favre, Reggie White, Dom Mikowski, the list goes on and on and on. And we're talking to Leroy Butler this hour, this segment of Central Time, co-author of this book, and you know, we're happy to have him, but this discussion with Leroy Butler is only possible when you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio is the result of thoughtful preparation. We do our homework, we do the legwork so that you get the highest quality radio programs possible. Thank you so much for your commitment to this quality, the commitment you make when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hi, I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Chris Molina, asking you to support Wisconsin Public Radio during this fall membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The beauty of making a voluntary donation is that you decide how much to give. You decide the amount that works for you. How much you give? Well, it's not as important as the fact that you do give.
Exactly. Since making a donation is your choice, and because WPR is something you value, you'll probably feel like it's a pretty good feeling to do it. So find out right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. A lot of new members give $5 a month, but like Chris said, you decide the amount and we appreciate whatever amount it is.
And Judith, one of the things that we hear from listeners over and over is that they like Wisconsin Public Radio because it's their source for intelligent radio. Well, there are bills associated with high-quality radio. Well, that's where you come in. Your support is so important.
It really is. Making a pledge is also very quick and easy. We make it as easy as possible. You'll be finished in no time at all. Your contribution in any amount, say $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, makes all of this great intelligent radio possible.
We've already got three pledges on the board. We're
great.
Looking for a total of 40 this hour, and we've got about 45 minutes left to make that goal. Help us out right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and that is an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today. You will be entered in that drawing for an iPad. Hey, sustainers, don't worry. You guys are automatically entered, but if you're not a sustainer, please get that donation in right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can also ask for a copy of the book Packers Pride. Green Bay greats share their favorite memories with your pledge of $150 or more. You know, that breaks down to just $12.50 a month. Pledge now. Any amount is greatly appreciated and gets you entered into that iPad drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have Ellen in Beloit who says, WPR is the only radio station I listen to in the car or at home. I love it all. Classical music, in-depth interviews on myriad topics, objective news coverage. Ellen, thank you so much for that comment. If you're like Ellen, if you rely on WPR for news, entertainment, great music, we need to hear from you. We want your support. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And again, that's WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Whichever way you decide to give, however much you want to give, the important thing is that you do it now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris and Judith. Make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're going to pick up with Leroy Butler in just a minute. Take the few minutes now to get a copy of his book with your pledge of $150 or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is Central Time. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to look at the latest on this ongoing federal government shutdown and debt ceiling negotiation. The news is flying at us fast and furious in some respects. In some respects, we're still where we are last week. No deal. That's coming up at the half hour. We're hoping to get back in contact with Leroy Butler of the Green Bay Packers and talk about his new book. We lost him from the line for just a moment there. We're trying to reestablish contact with him. Remember, you can get a copy of his book. Tell us how, Chris Molina.
You can call 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org. In this book, it's co-authored by Leroy Butler and Rob Reichel, who a lot of you will know for his coverage of the Green Bay Packers. There's all kinds of great stories in this book, stories about quarterbacks, Brett Favre, Don Majkowski, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Flynn. He had that amazing game for the Packers a couple years ago. And, you know, not just stories about individual players, but there's stories about coaches as well. You know, legendary coaches, you know, Vince Lombardi, Mike Holmgren, Mike McCarthy. You know, you start thinking about Packers greats and the list goes on and on and on. And some of the memories that Leroy Butler has of some of these games as well. You might remember the Monday Night Miracle game from, I believe that was 2000 or 2001, where Antonio Freeman just made that just amazing catch where it managed to, you know, the football bounced off him and up into the air and back into his arms.
Pick up the book at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Looks like we've got Leroy back. Leroy, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, we lost you for a minute there. Well, I want to pick up one of the great stories you tell in the book. You're the guy who started the Lambo leap, and I remembered it wrong. I thought it was on an interception. It was not. I know from your book now.
I wish it was. But to be honest with you, it's something that was very spontaneous. You know, Reggie White, I called the fumble. Reggie White picked it up, and I'm running down the sideline, and I see this guy, and, you know, I point to him like I'm going to jump up there, and it's been 20 years since I did that, by the way, this particular year. And he had a beer in his hand. He had to make a decision, does he catch me or drink that beer? And I remember when I jumped up there, the beer spilled all over me, and he yelled in my ear, "You owe me a beer!"
That's asking a Wisconsin guy to choose between his beer and, and a Packer, man. I don't know. It's like picking between your kids.
Well, and yeah, that's a toss-up.
And it wasn't called the Lambo Leap right away. And people in the media, I guess, asked you to name it, and you said no.
Well, I wanted the fans to be a part of it because I think the fans what sets the tone of every time you go into a hostile environment. And it was all voted on. You know, we had a bunch of fans call in and email in and write in and say Lambo Leap. It had a nice ring to it. And I say, hey, I can go with that. That'll be fine with me.
And it became a tradition pretty fast.
Yeah, everybody does it. Now, even when other players do it in other stadiums, it's still called the Lambo Leap. But they're paying homage to our fans, but at the same time, they're duplicating something I invented. But really, if you think about it, how many times can you go up and thank your fans for paying their hard-earned money to watch you play, knowing that it's 81,000 people waiting for tickets?
Well, people still thank you. I think you quoted somebody saying, hey, Leroy, thanks. Because of you, I got to touch Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, right. I get a lot of emails and calls about that. I remember this one lady, her favorite player is James Jones. I remember this other young lady, her favorite player is Donald Driver, and she got a chance to catch Donald Driver 3 years ago. Now, it's just a rumor, but she claims she has never washed her hands in 3 years.
So let's talk about some of the other players you talk about. Reggie White, obviously, you mentioned him briefly earlier. He made a big difference on the team. Can you talk about his impact on the Packers?
Yeah, Reggie White had this great idea about guys going to, you know, Bible study and getting closer, and I said, Reggie, you have to do what Jesus did. He went to the people, and he led them to the promised land. Every Thursday night, guys go out to have a beer and eat chicken wings. You have to, and it's around the whole league, all 32 teams. I said, you got to go out with these guys, let them see that you're not some father figure, that you're really a player just like them. And he went and did that. And the next couple weeks, we had over 35, 40 guys in Bible study. And that's when we started to win back in 94 and 95. You know, we were a team. And Reggie had this one concept, if we can be a team, be a bunch of leaders, not followers. But if we do choose to follow, we got to follow Brett Favre. That's the guy that's going to take us to the promised land, and he was right.
You also write about Edgar Bennett, who was a friend of yours, I think, before you were both Packers.
Yeah, that guy always followed me. We played high school together, we played college together, we played pros together. And, you know, he's the one guy, everywhere I go, I'm telling you, it's a true story, people call me Edgar Bennett. And people go up to him and say, hey, Leroy, how you doing? How's Edgar doing? And he's like, no, I'm Edgar, he's Leroy. We do look similar, but we've always been around each other, and we're just like brothers, and he's always been my favorite Packer, and he's always been like a brother to me. So, you know, telling some of those stories really got me excited, especially when I got a chance to tell in the book about some of my favorite players I love to go up against. Now, that was fun.
Ooh, tell us a couple players you'd like to play against and maybe trash talk a little.
Well, one of the few guys we talked about, and people don't know this, but one of the guys I love playing, we always love playing the Minnesota Vikings, of course, playing Randy Moss and Chris Carter, and some of the things that we talked about, you know, and then how I used to have these mind games with Steve Young, and how another great story about when we went to San Francisco, Coach Holmgren's first game back with his former team, how we changed defenses, because we was a 4-3 team. But that particular week, we played a 3-4 scheme. We destroyed them on that game. And I still think about that. And Rob gave me a chance to bring all these football stories out. You know, how Amp Lee, a guy no one ever heard of, Amp Lee was the quickest guy I've ever had to cover when he played with Minnesota on that particular turf. That turf was hard, like concrete. And playing a guy like Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith and what I thought about those guys. And the last thing was, he asked me, who was my favorite player other than a Packer in the entire league? And people were interested to know that it was Herman Moore, wide receiver
for the Lions.
The Detroit Lions. Yeah. Me and him were very good friends.
Huh. So your career ended with a shoulder injury. Did you feel like you still had gas in your tank and would have gone on for some more years if it weren't for that?
I felt like I had some vapors still in there, not much gas. But I also wanted to stay a Green Bay Packer my whole entire career. I had three opportunities to maybe sign with another team. I never did it. I took two pay cuts to stay with the Green Bay Packers because I love the fans. I love what it stood for. And not to mention, I always said if I ever wanted to go out, I wanted to be on Lambeau Field. So I got a chance to have a great career with a great franchise and, of course, the fans. And that made me feel very good about the retirement.
One regret, though, you have in your last chapter in the book, you wanted to go into coaching, and especially for the Green Bay Packers, and that hasn't happened. Are you disappointed about that?
Very disappointed. It was two things I asked the Lord to help me out with after post-football. And it was only, I got four daughters. I asked God, I said, if you could ever give me a son, that would be great. If I could ever coach for the Green Bay Packers, would be my two biggest dreams. Now, I have my son. I got a two-year-old son, Leroy Butler IV. Now, the next thing is yet to happen, but now I've expanded it to God. I said, listen, if not with the Green Bay Packers, just anywhere in the NFL, I just want to get into coaching so bad because I got so much knowledge, and hopefully I'll get that phone call.
All right. Well, Leroy, good luck with a coaching career in the future, and thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. This is one of the best interviews I've ever done.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yep.
That was Leroy Butler, one of my favorite all-time Packers, not my all-time favorite after that. He's a former defensive back, played safety for many years for the Green Bay Packers, author of the new book, Packers Pride, Green Bay Greats Share Their Favorite Memories. Hey, this hour only, you can pick up a copy. You can support Wisconsin Public Radio and get all these Packer stories, making a pledge of $150 or more. You can go to WPR.org and take care of it all there, or make a phone call, 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552. Coming up, the debt ceiling still out there. Coming up, deadline on Thursday, and we'll find out the latest. This is Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Veronica Rickard is off. She'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry, though. I'm not lonely. I've got Judith Sears-Poisson and Chris Molina in here with me.
We're here for you, Rob.
That's great. And they've got some things to say to you about our fall membership drive.
We have lots of things to say, and they're all really positive and fun, too. One of those excellent things is listeners provide the single largest piece of our budget. That's amazing. And that's why your gift right now is so important. And to encourage that gift today, your pledge of any amount automatically enters you into a drawing for an iPad. It's a great time to make your gift. Do it right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Chris, how are we doing on our goal?
We are doing so well on our goal so far. We're looking for about 23 more pledges in the next half an hour or so. I mean, we're having a really
great,
good pace right here. And I know we can hit that goal, but we can only do it with your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your pledge right now. It helps pay for the programs like Central Time that you count on all year long. Thank you so much if you've already given. But if you haven't, now is a great time to do it. So please make that pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, on Central Time, you get the news of the day, those hard news pieces, but you also get interesting topics like, just in the last week, old-fashioned slang and how to make a corn maze. Interesting and unusual topics. Central Time is your go-to place for an informative and interesting afternoon.
And hey, you heard Leroy Butler say it. He said this interview was one of the best interviews that he's ever done. And this is coming from a guy who I'm pretty sure has done a lot of interviews. Mm-hmm. I mean, it only happens here on Wisconsin Public Radio. and your financial support is a big part of how this happens. Listener support is the single biggest piece of the budget pie here at WPR. Please, I know, right? Please make that contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, you decide the amount of your pledge. Every single pledge is appreciated, and every single pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. And ask for a copy of the book, Packers Pride, Green Bay Greats Share Their Favorite Memories, as your thank you gift. When you give $150 or more, that comes out to $12.50 a month. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. We do get some funding from the federal government and from the state, but listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income.
And that means your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important listener support is to WPR, make a pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And I know we've told you about this before, but we'll do it again because this is really cool. Everyone who pledges today will be entered in that drawing for an iPad. You, yes, you could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
But you don't have to pledge to participate. We want to make sure you know that. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing. The address is H21 University Avenue, and that's in Madison. Zip is 53706. So you can enter by sending a postcard, or probably even easier is making a pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I want to try to help people recognize the importance of Wisconsin Public Radio. They provide such a good, non-biased background for us to make our decisions by. We need to recognize that the newspapers and the television programs are owned predominantly from the same people. So this is one of the few sources that we have non-biased information from both sides. Look at that, and let's understand this little gold mine that we have.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support during this fall membership drive. Hi, I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Happy to be here with Chris Molina asking for your support of WPR. Thank you so much in advance for your gift of maybe $10 or $15 a month. Whatever amount is right for you is the right amount to pledge, and you can do that right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, so you've made the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio. That's great. That's awesome. We love that. But you're looking for the best way to fit it into your budget. You know, becoming a sustainer is the answer. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or credit card, and you set it up to be ongoing.
And being a sustainer is a really powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for WPR, and it's also convenient and affordable for you. You choose a monthly amount, say $10 or $20, and become a sustainer right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Give the amount that's right for you. And if you need some help figuring that out, consider this. Put in a dime for every time you hear something you're glad you heard.
Maybe that's three times a day. Well, actually, I think for me it would be a lot more than that, so that could get expensive. But let's just go with three things a day. Then WPR is worth about $10 a month to you. So don't delay. Make your contribution now of maybe $10 a month, maybe more, maybe less. Every gift is appreciated at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for about 22 more pledges in the next 20 minutes or so, so please help us out right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you will be entered in that drawing for an iPad. If you're a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you so much. And don't worry, you are automatically entered in this drawing and every drawing and sweepstakes we have here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's another great reason to become a sustainer.
Cool.
And don't forget, you can also ask for a copy of the book Packers Pride, Green Bay Greats Share Their Favorite Memories with your pledge of $150 or more. That's $12.50 a month. Pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we've talked so much about becoming a sustaining member. You might be wondering how to do that. I'm here to tell you it's as easy as going to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. It's convenient for you and it provides reliable funding for WPR.
And Katie from Exonia says, I often drive alone and love to listen to public radio. I need a bit of knowledge, common sense, and fun programming. And that's exactly what you get on Central Time. And Rob, how can they pledge?
They can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Get entered into that iPad drawing. And we just heard from Leroy Butler a little while ago from the Green Bay Packers. Still time to get a copy of his book with a pledge of $150 or more. Well, we're going to turn to the news of the day now here on Central Time. The two houses of Congress were busy today putting forth ideas to reopen the government, try to avoid that impending default on Thursday. But are they any closer to an agreement? We've got Paul Singer with us. He's Congress and Politics Editor at USA Today. Paul, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. How you doing?
Real good. So how's the Senate doing, first of all? What's their plan on the table? How close are they to an agreement today?
You know, at this very moment, we speak at a good time. We have no clarity on anything. honestly, the Senate at some point this afternoon basically quit talking because the House decided they wanted to take the lead, and then the House came up with something that they couldn't pass, and so they quit talking. And now we think they're still talking, and the Senate maybe is back in a room talking, but we're not sure. I mean, it's a mess at the moment. What you have is complete chaos.
Yeah, when I went to bed last night, it was Senate, Senate, Senate. Woke up this morning, and the House, they're going to try to pass their own thing. What happened? What derailed that in the House? There was a Republican plan. They introduced it, I guess, in a meeting with the members. Where is that now?
Dead.
Dead, or are they still trying to flog it back into life?
Yeah, they're trying to flog it back to life. Without getting into, you know, the deep weeds, basically, mm-hmm. they proposed a bill this morning that would have essentially extended the debt ceiling into, I believe it was February, and reopened the government through January. And it added a couple of things that the Republicans wanted. There was a particular tax on medical devices that they wanted to delay for a couple of years. Little things. But little things that would have aggravated the Democrats. The House Republicans apparently didn't like it because it didn't do enough. It was not a significant enough change to the health care law. And so the House Republicans sort of threw up their hands and said, well, we don't really have anything. The Senate was pissed that the House had started to try and do this anyway, and so they got mad and walked away from their talks, saying, okay, well, let's leave it up to the House and see what they can do. I mean, this is sort of this back and forth of who's on first, as it were. At the moment, where it stands, we believe the House is going to try and pass a bill that would have a short-term funding extension through probably December, middle of December, and a short-term debt limit extension, again, through probably February. And this odd provision that would eliminate government-provided health care for congressional staff and members of Congress.
That's not a big dollar item, I wouldn't think. We're not talking about a lot of people there. Is that seen as a symbolic thing, like we're getting a little something here?
Yes. This particular provision has become a big thing for particularly Tea Party Republicans, because the argument is Congress exempted itself from Obamacare and forces the rest of America to live with it. That there's a bunch of reasons why that's not entirely accurate. I mean, basically, under the new health care law, any employer can offer employer-provided health care. And the sort of health care exchanges exist largely for people who don't have employer-provided health care. What has gotten this thing wrapped around the axles is that and then, by the way, federal employees also get employer-provided health care. But at some point in this legislation, they stuck a provision in saying that members of Congress and congressional staff would have to use the exchanges without any kind of provision saying, but they can still get the employer contribution. When the White House tried to implement this thing by providing an employer contribution for Congress and staff, the Tea Party groups took it up and they said, Congress is exempting itself and the Obama is exempting Congress from Obamacare. And it's become this rallying cry that has had significant penetration, I guess, in the market. It's been a really good PR campaign for them.
Well, as we left it yesterday, it seemed like the most likely scenario was the Senate passes something, sends it to the House, and maybe Democrats in the House and some Republicans in the House vote it through. That seemed like the clearest path to having a done deal by Thursday. I know it's hard to predict the future when things are changing like this, but how likely do you think that is as of right now?
It sounds like the House is going to vote on this thing tonight. It now sounds like they're going to have it, and literally this is the past 5 or 10 minutes, they are saying that we are going to try and vote on this thing tonight in the House. That would be the extension of the debt limit, extension of the spending plan, and this odd little health care thing, and that's it. I don't think the Democrats in the Senate, and I don't think the president's going to accept that plan. So maybe the House gets it passed, it goes to the Senate, then picks it up, changes it, sends it back to the House. Maybe the House doesn't get it passed at all. It's not clear they've got the votes to pass it, in which case the Senate starts over and does their own and then sends that to the House. There's various permutations, but it sort of depends on – really, at this point, we don't know whether the House can generate the votes to pass anything.
In any of those scenarios, that's a lot of doing in just 2 days.
It is a lot of doing.
And there was talk, even if the Senate was trying to come to a vote, there was talk that a single senator, and most people said it might be somebody, a name that rhymes with Ted Cruz, could unilaterally delay the vote long enough that it wouldn't hit the deadline.
Yeah, that's possible.
You don't see that likely, it sounds like.
I don't see it as particularly likely for a couple of reasons. One is that the Senate is full of magic. One of the fun things about the Senate is there are no real meaningful rules, and so stuff gets done just kind of all of a sudden. But yes, it is plausible that somebody would spend some time delaying it. But the deadline, remember, the October 17th deadline is not a default deadline. And let me explain what I mean. The Treasury Department has acknowledged that there is no sort of minute on October 17th when you would suddenly be in default. What it means is that on October 17th, they are basically down to the wire, and they'll have to spend the next several days managing their money very cautiously and sort of tiptoeing up to the moment when they run out. So they've acknowledged there is some wiggle room here. So if it's Friday, if it's Saturday, if it's Sunday, whatever it is conceivable that even Congress dragging it out a couple of days would not throw the country into default immediately.
But there is concern on Wall Street and international investors that passing that deadline, even if it doesn't result in instant default and devastation, it's going to throw markets into a downward tizzy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that is the biggest concern about this entire fiasco is nobody knows how the markets will react, and if they start to react badly, how long it takes them to recover. I mean, it's a little mystery. And it's, by the way, one of the things that Congress does not control is how the market's going to react. So, it could get ugly. I'm not convinced this can be done by Thursday night.
One of the comments, and this is one of the pressures here, I've seen comments from House Republicans, generally affiliated with the Tea Party caucus, calling Senate Republicans the Surrender Caucus, saying anybody who votes for the plans that are being floated right now would be certain to face a primary challenger in their next go-around in an election. Are the Republicans trying to reach a deal here really feeling that heat?
Well, it's interesting. It's hard to know how much heat the Republicans, individual Republican lawmakers, are feeling. I mean, there's a couple who are in some very tenuous positions. I mean, not the least of which is Mitch McConnell, the minority leader from Kentucky. He has a Tea Party challenger, and he's not out of the woods in his own reelection. And if the Tea Party decides that Mitch McConnell has surrendered, as they put it, to the Democrats on this very sort of high-profile issue in the middle of a kind of a crisis, that could be very bad for Mitch McConnell. But it's kind of hard to say. You know, it really stuff like that is very state by state. There are members who are going to have much easier times and are not going to be hearing so much from their constituents that they've sold out. Then there are some that may get a real pushback.
In our last 30 seconds or so, is the likely solution, if any, going to be one that brings us back here in 2 to 5 months, not a long-term solution?
Yes. This is the United States Congress. Their ability to solve problems long-term at this point in our history is almost zero. I can guarantee you, you and I will be back on the phone. If it's not December, it'll be January. If it's not January, it'll be February.
Looking forward to talking to you again then, Paul.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks for joining us. That was Paul Singer. He's Congress and Politics Editor at USA Today. Coming up, we'll talk about what can be done to increase the walkability of our neighborhoods. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. Coming up in just a little bit, a new survey says a lot of us don't think our neighborhoods are walkable. They're not safe or there's nowhere to go. We'll find out how to make communities more walkable coming up. First, though, a couple of people just walked in. Chris Molina and Judith Sears-Poisson, producers here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we are here to ask you to support the programs you enjoy, like Central Time. Your support makes high-quality, commercial-free programs on WPR possible. And when you pledge today, you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad. Now is a great time to support the programs you value with your gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Please help pay for the programs you depend on, programs like Central Time. You know, we're closing in on our goal of 40 pledges. We've just got about 10 minutes or so left to make it. Make that donation and make it right now at WPR.org at 888-202-2552.
You always hear fun and informative interviews on Central Time. Today, you've been enjoying the conversations with Leroy Butler on Packer Pride and Paul Singer on the debt ceiling. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours of listening possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make that pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun talking to Leroy Butler, Packer legend, earlier. As a reminder, you can get a copy of his book, Packers Pride, Green Bay Greats Share Their Favorite Memories. A lot of great stories about the franchise, past and present. You can get your own copy. You can support Wisconsin Public Radio and get a copy of that book with a pledge of $150 or more. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Marilyn from Madison, Wisconsin. It's just so much a part of me. I know it's always there for me. It's the only station, I think, that I have practically on my car radio. That and a little classic rock. And when I was on the road going to all the little metropoli as poet laureate in Wisconsin, the towns and villages, it was always there. You know, I never felt like I was out of the loop. It just comes with me every day during my day, sort of like a dog. A very friendly dog. So if you're a listener, why not try to be a sustainer? You won't have to feel one bit guilty anymore for not having done it. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you can be proud that you are part of the team.
Woof, woof. That's my friendly dog imitation. Hi, I'm Judith Sears-Poisson here with Chris Molina. We are here to ask you to support the programs you enjoy, like Central Time. Your support makes high-quality, commercial-free programs on WPR possible. And you can do that right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We're still looking for about 17 more pledges this hour, and I just wanted to take a moment to welcome these 7 new members to Wisconsin
Great.
Public Radio. These are people who picked up the phone or went to WPR.org for the very first time, made their very first contribution. You know, if you're in that situation, maybe you're thinking, you know, I've been meaning to donate, I've been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio for a while. I'm telling you, now is the time to do it, and today is such a great day to do it, because when you do, you will be entered in that iPad drawing. Please make that contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, maybe you've been listening to WPR for a while without pledging. That's fine. Maybe you haven't given because you didn't know that we're listener supported. That's fine too. Well, we are. And so the single largest piece of our budget comes from listeners just like you. And so maybe you wanted to listen for a while and see if you liked what you heard.
Well, and you're still listening all these months or all these years later. So how about a donation right now? You know, here on Central Time, we're a new show. Maybe you've stuck with us from the beginning. Let us know that you like like what you're hearing here on Central Time, let us know that you like guests like Leroy Butler or Paul Singer. We heard from two great guests this hour. You'll feel so good after you've given. So please make that gift of any amount. Any amount. The amount that you choose, it's the amount that's right. And it makes a difference. So please make it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, and what Chris said is really true. We're asking you to make a contribution that is a comfortable amount for you. Some give $5 a month, some give $100 a month.
I want to let you know, by the way, we're in range of our goal this hour. Just a couple more minutes for us to talk, and you can keep pledging through the news. Make your pledge now. Maybe you've never given before. As Chris was saying, take that next step. Become a member. Be proud of your contribution. Make it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And whatever the amount of your donation is, we promise we're going to use it to support programs keeping your source for information and entertainment going strong. So give and give right now at whatever amount feels right to you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, Chris, I was just thinking, we heard from Leroy Butler earlier from the Packers, a Packers great, and the Packers are the only publicly held national football team. And we are Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are part of National Public Radio. So there's a theme here. This is it's all a group effort. It's
connecting
a community event,
like
connecting
this.
The dots. And we have a few more dots to go, 14 to be exact, to make our goal in the next 5 minutes or so. Help out now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And don't forget, we don't want you to miss out on this. An added bonus for your pledge of any amount today enters you in a drawing for an iPad. Just think, you'll feel great about donating, and then, hey, you might get that call saying, congratulations, you're the lucky winner. And sustainers, you're entered too.
And also, when you make that pledge of $150, that comes out to about $12.50 a month, you will get a copy of that book, Packers Pride, written by Leroy Butler. Make the donation now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Chris and Judith, thanks a lot. A lot of great reasons to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio right now. Here's how you do it. WPR.org takes just a few minutes online, or call 888-202-2552. Thank you so much.